This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we'll get into the Texans and the Bills here in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get you ready for this game. This was some interesting audio, though, from James Palmer. James Palmer, former NFL Network, now with Underdog Fantasy. He was at the Texans and Jags game on Sunday. He was in the locker room following the game. And this was interesting because we saw the DeMeco pep talk after the game. It looked like any other, not pep talk, but like the post-game speech. He was fired up. Everybody was fired up. But apparently by the time James Palmer got there, everybody was not fired up.
I went down to Houston, saw those Texans get back on track. Kind of with a win over the winless Jaguars. CJ Stroud has a game-winning drive. I get to the locker room. It's a ghost town. It was the worst winning locker room I have covered in 15 years of the NFL. I mean, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, did they not just have a game-winning drive, score with seconds left, and win this game, and there's nobody to be found? Guys who are in there are not talking. I go up to Stephon Diggs, hey, man, you want to chat? I'm not talking today. Okay. Laremy Tunsil talked for like 30 seconds, and I'm trying to dig going like, what? Am I missing something here?
Okay, so it's one of two things. Without knowing the answer, one of two things. Either they're bummed out about how they played in the game, mm-hmm. or they're being antisocial.
Or they're just upset with they saw a mean tweet or something like that. Now, James Palmer, it should be pointed out, one of the reasons James does a very good job at his job. He just got caught up in the wash at NFL Network where they're getting rid of everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's going to join him at some point.
From the time when I was first here and he was at CSN Houston, James Palmer does a really good job forming relationships with players. He's a reporter. He's not an opinion giver, so he's never really printing anything about them that they wouldn't like. And he does really nice pieces on them, and he's got a youthful vibe to him.
Yeah.
And players generally like talking to him. So for James especially, to walk into that locker room and have a few guys that he's probably done long interviews with before just completely turned down talking, that's notable.
That is notable. Yeah, that is notable. So why is that the case? Well, thankfully, Detective Palmer did a little bit of digging to find out why.
And then I kind of got to the bottom of it, making some calls and some texts. This is a team, Steve, that I think everybody had as what? A Super Bowl contender after CJ Stroud's unbelievable rookie season. Then they just get just destroyed by the Vikings 2 weeks ago. Eke out, like I said, a win against the Jaguars. And essentially what I was told was, we cannot keep playing like this. If we want to get to the places we believe we can get to. And my thought is, something was said post-game by DeMeco Ryans to try to get yourself right because we have a game against Buffalo.
Good to hear the players realize that.
And I think that's what the sentiment from D'Amico has been during the week. Bobby Slowick yesterday just flat out saying, we gotta be able to run the football. We just can't do that. If teams are going to play cover two shells versus all the time. And nobody has faced more cover two this year than the Houston Texans. That's every team is going out there and just trying to take the top off of this potential receiving threat. When teams do that, you should be able to run the ball. It should be relatively easy. Mm-hmm. That's the frustrating thing about it. So this week, this is what the Bills do every week anyway. So other teams have kind of tweaked their scheme to accommodate the fact that the Texans have so many receiving threats. The Bills are just going to go out and play their normal defense.
Yeah.
Part of that normal defense includes being kind of soft versus the run. So if you can't run the ball versus the Bills, where they're almost conceding it a little bit, and if you can't get yourself into better down and distance situations, then it's a real issue. So like, that's where I'm looking at this game. Somebody had earlier asked, like, well, if the Texans win but they only squeak it out, are you still gonna feel like, okay, well, this is a better team than maybe they were before? It depends on the nature of the game. Mm-hmm. If it's close, if they win and it's close and ugly and they shoot themselves in the foot a lot, I'd actually get kind of excited about that because they've been doing that against bad teams. They've been making it closer than it needs to be, and they've been hurting themselves as much as anything else.
Yeah.
If they actually beat the Bills while hurting themselves with some penalties, I'd say, all right, well, they've definitely got to fix that. But that's at least a team that can play a sloppy game and still beat a good team.
They haven't beaten a team yet that I expect to be in the postseason this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of where, like, I don't expect the Colts to be in the postseason. I expect the Colts to be the second best team in the division. I said that before the year, and as of right now, they are. I don't expect the Bears to be in the postseason this year. Didn't before the season. I don't expect the Jags to be in the postseason this year and did not before the season. I expect the Bills to be in the postseason. And the Bills, though, so far this season, have their best has been much better than the Texans' best. My promise, I will reiterate, that I said earlier in the show and I've been saying all week, I promise it after this game. I don't care what the win looks like. The Bills are a good enough team where I will be happy to get the win. The way D'Amico talked about this Jacksonville game, yeah. Whatever it takes, whoever it takes, and for however long it takes us, I will accept this one. There will be no negative Nancy in the postgame or on Monday from me if they win this game.
There you go, Sean.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I think it's just a good reminder that in the NFL, free agency never works the same way it does in baseball or elsewhere. There's time sometimes that it takes for guys to get fully integrated mm-hmm. and for everything to click. And if you need consolation, just think back to how many years Tom Brady would start off over the first four games of the season, and people would say, ah, that's it. For that. They're done. They're done. And then they go off and win a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
CJ's actually played well. It's not the fireworks that we anticipated.
Mm-mm.
The Texans are the eighth scoring offense right now, which feels strange and weird because it doesn't seem like it seems like they should be smack dab in the middle, and yet offense around the league is down.
Yeah, they've had two games where they scored 19 points and 7 points,
mm-hmm.
and yet that's good enough to be in the bottom quartile.
Bottom eighth of the top quartile.
Bottom quartile.
In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Not quite there, but I mean, they are in the upper quartile. A win any way they can get it this weekend is good. I mean, if there's 10 penalties and they win, I won't even bitch about the penalties on Sunday and Monday.
If they went to 33 teams, would you want three 11-team conferences?
3-11 team. What do we call a third of something? Is there a fancy word for it, like quartile is for a fourth of
a
something?
Third. Yeah.
There's not a third aisle or a tree aisle or
probably,
something like
but
that.
I don't know what
it
is.
I don't know what it is either.
I've got three concussions right now, Sean. which they say is bad.
Yeah. A lot of people worried about you on the text page, man. I just want you to know.
I appreciate
a lot
everybody's
of people sending
concern.
Their love. Seth, you
got to remember, I started off at a pretty low baseline, so this isn't. You're like, Seth always sounds concussed. How would I know?
You're still having a hell of a show. There's a lot of people jealous that Lisa Ann kind of checked on you during that interview.
Oh,
that's so sweet. Yeah, yeah. Like,
something.
Boy, having Lisa Ann checking on you in a sweet voice is a dream.
Yeah.
People are jealous.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all.
Thank you for all of your concern. Thank you for the tips and advice.
Yeah.
I noticed I got a little chippy earlier on, and then I realized people are just being nice. Yes.
Yep.
Good suggestions, all of them.
How have you been this week? Like, has the Diggs drama been as much as you thought it would be this week?
No.
I'm a little disappointed, honestly.
I think in Buffalo, they're kind of reeling from the Ravens loss.
Yeah,
I also do think Now, I don't know. I'm not talking to Buffalo fans up there, but I'm talking to a lot of media people. I've been on up there a lot this week. Mm-hmm. And most media people that I talk to in Buffalo say something along the lines of, look, you can paint it out like it was awful all the time, but that's not accurate. It was just always maybe a little something here, a little something there, and that over time, some people just have an expiration clock, yeah. And that's what it felt like. And not to mention, it made sense in a lot of ways. The Bills said goodbye to multiple free agents who they would have loved to retain, but mm-hmm. they just didn't have the money to do it. So if you're going to kind of rip the Band-Aid off right now, I think they look at, okay, if we could have figured out a way to keep Stephon Diggs, who isn't getting along all that great within the organization, what are we really accomplishing anyway? Even if he didn't have any issues, he's an aging wide receiver, and we're trying to kind of reset the financial structure.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. I mean, I do think the Bills offensively and the not without having Diggs has been one of the bigger surprises this season so far.
This is what they're concerned about in Buffalo, is that they haven't been explosive in terms of getting big plays downfield. Yeah. They've been spreading it out horizontally a lot. And sometimes that's the kind of stuff that looks really good at the beginning of the season, but then teams start to figure it out. And that's where you wonder how well is this Bills offense going to age if they don't really get a viable deep threat.
That's where their decision in the draft to trade out of where they were and move into the early part of the second round and let Kansas City get Xavier Worthy, and then they drafted Keon Coleman. Mm-hmm. Keon Coleman, who's a joy in press conferences, he's hilarious, but he also does not get a lot of separation. He's a bigger-bodied guy.
Yeah.
Guys stick to him, but he's able to kind of body his way. Xavier Worthy would have been an interesting one because he solves that problem for them. Like, mm-hmm. he's a down... No, they're both rookies, so who the hell knows? But that's what surprised me about that is them... That would have been a perfect fit, I think, for them right
there. Yeah, for what they need. For what they need now.
Yeah. So that was interesting. My buddy Wallace tweeted this yesterday. I'm curious your thoughts on this. You've had people...
I haven't read this yet, so I wanted to give you my honest, genuine reaction.
Okay, good. You've had people give you tickets to things before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have. Wallace has a lot of people he gives tickets to, myself included from mm-hmm. time to time. There was a certain person he gave tickets to a sporting event, that the tickets wound up on...
Oh,
a ticket site.
Oh, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, going to buy tickets and, you know, gave them away. And somebody else needed tickets.
Does something Wallace himself could have done if he had known it wasn't going to go to a friend. Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, sold the tickets and for a lot of money. So Wallace put up this poll. Hypothetically, if you gift someone world-class seats to a sporting event and they sell them, what is a valid reaction? Here are the four choices. Valid reaction. The tickets are theirs. Go get your money.
Yeah.
Call them out.
Uh-huh.
Be disappointed, but just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or why care? Okay, so those are the four reactions.
I would say be disappointed, but move on. There's no hard and fast rule, and yet that is... It does feel like you just... If I had wanted to give you cash, I would have given you cash.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I could have... You know, and I feel Wallace has done very well for himself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those moments where you feel like, oh, I'm just a sucker, huh? I'm mm-hmm. just, guy just looks at me as Mr. Moneybags, and that's what I am to him. Is like, okay, he's just going to go ahead and take it. Like, it's bogus. I would try to move on from it. I might have to have a conversation with him about it.
Yeah, be disappointed and move on. Finished second.
Okay.
43.
Call him out was number
43.1%. Yeah. Call him out. That's what I voted
for. Okay, I think this is how it would have gone for
46.7% said call him out.
I would have been disappointed and then moved on. And then eventually, after it was still bothering me, I would have said, well, I need to be an adult and at least address this.
Yeah.
This is something that could affect our friendship.
Right.
And I can't just... You know, we love to say we can move on, but usually you don't. So, yeah, I would have ended up calling
him out. Call him out to me means going on social media and embarrassing them.
Yeah, like if Wallace had put his the text chain
screen
on there
grab.
Or something with the name of who it was.
Yeah,
doxed
him.
Yeah.
Call him out wins. What would you, how would you handle it? You just said how you would handle it.
I would say, I know, but I wouldn't be, depending on how close I am with him, I'd say like, hey man, like that's,
it's messed
like
up.
Honestly, there's other people I could have given that ticket to that I wanted to give it as a gift to somebody that really wanted to go. And,
I don't know how you get to a place where you're literally putting in the data in Game Time or StubHub.
Without having called Wallace first and said, hey, I can't use this ticket.
Without having said to yourself, what am I doing right here? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, now, to that person, okay, because this is what might come up. Remember, seek first to understand is where I should have said. I should have started with this. Who knows? You know what? The guy might be under a lot of duress for some reason, and he might have felt awful doing it.
Yeah.
And he could have told, like, maybe
what
I'll tell
understand,
Wallace,
that was
like,
not the
listen,
case,
man, I just, you know what? Things actually are kind of tough right now. I felt awful about it, but I shot my shot.
Yeah.
Then I could have some empathy for him, I think.
Someone says on the text page, call them out 1,000,000%. I feel like that's what...
Were there any people saying... How many people said, hey, you gave it to them, it's theirs?
5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
5.5%, which finished third. Why Care finished last, 4.7%.
That's an unwritten rule that I never even thought needed to be spelled out as an unwritten rule. I think it's just common courtesy.
Like, if you can't use the tickets, you give them back. Or, I mean, like, if you were never compelled to use the tickets in the first place, don't take them.
Let's test this. Because my gut reaction is that it's wrong.
Okay.
And yet, when you receive a Christmas present, if it's not something you like necessarily, it's generally accepted that you can go swap it out for something else or return it, right?
Yeah, swap it out for something else. But that's different than getting American currency for it.
Yeah,
getting money for it. Now, have you ever gotten a gift card from somebody and it's somewhere you don't shop or you're just like, I don't really... And you go to one of those websites where you can swap gift cards out for like 80% of the value?
Oh, I didn't know those existed.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I've
never done that, but...
I always go do it to honor the gift. I try to go and do like whatever restaurant or store or whatever it is.
I like having gift cards.
I say go to. I can do it online most of the time, but yeah. I like having those. Remember when I was out to dinner with you?
Yeah.
And James?
Yeah.
And who else? It turned out I had a Papa's gift card.
Yeah,
so
where were we?
I was like, oh, hey, I'm Mr. Moneybags.
Yes.
So I was like, here, take this.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean can pick up whatever's left. Yeah. Turns out there was $1.73 on the gift card.
I forgot about that. Thanks, Seth. that was, God, where were we? That's going to bother me.
It was at the the Mexican place on Richmond and Kirby.
El Tiempo? Picos?
No, Pico.
Chewy's?
Richmond and Kirby. Whichever one.
That's Picos, yeah. Papacitos.
Papacitos, yeah. Papa's gift card.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
That's why we went there, because I had a gift card.
That's right. For $1.73. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The ever-changing odds on where Davante Adams is going to wind up. We have a bonus now.
It was Vanessa Richardson. That's who we were
That's with. Who was with us. Yeah. That's right. A bonus odds for Tyreek Hill. The ever-changing odds on where these wide receivers are going to end up. We'll get to the Texans as well between now and the end of the show. Get you ready for the Texans and the Bills. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
It's a couple replies to the old ticket story we told in the previous segment, where we have a buddy who gave some tickets, really good tickets, to some friends of his, and they wound up magically on the secondary market.
Sorry, Ben, I keep forgetting to turn my mic on. They sold them.
Yeah.
This one that said, oh, hey, thanks for the cash, pal.
Right, right. Someone says, I just would never give them tickets again. That's for sure. Someone said they would wait. Texter said they would wait. And once they found out that they had sold the tickets, they wouldn't say anything to them. They would call them the next day. They would say the next day after the game, call them and say, hey, how was the game?
Oh, yeah.
How were the tickets?
Yeah, that would be, you know what?
That'd be
devious. You want to be a little bit diabolical about it? Maybe wait, because maybe the guy's got a valid reason or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe he got taken in by a scamster who convinced him that his son was being held hostage or something.
Right, right, right.
So maybe there was all that. But yeah, if the guy continues the lie by saying, oh yeah, we had an awesome time at the game, that would be the double whammy there.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. He's cut off after that.
Delaying and wait, waiting to try to entrap this guy into even more crimes.
Yep. Devontae Adams and now Tyreek Hill. I don't remember the wide receiver market popping like this in season. It used to be an out-of-season thing.
Oh, things have gotten so crazy, especially with wide receivers.
Yeah, well, and especially wide receivers who now all of a sudden are disgruntled that their quarterbacks are Gardner Minshew and Skylar Thompson.
If you're a premier wide receiver, it feels like the NBA, where you're perpetually a free agent in any given year.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like NFL GMs get really nervous about wide receivers throwing tantrums, mm-hmm. and that they can irk their way out of a situation.
Yep. Devontae Adams, if he were to get traded, the Jets are even a heavier favorite now than they were yesterday when you and I talked about this. -250. So that's like a 60-something percent chance, like a 70% chance that he's a New York Jet.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like a rich kid, like a super rich kid. One of these kids you see walking around at the Galleria with like $5,000 outfits on when they're 16 years old.
Yeah.
Kind of like asking whether they're going to get the new iPhone or not. Of course they're going to get the new iPhone.
Right.
So with Aaron Rodgers, he feels like that rich kid. He's like, of course he's going to get Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is an iPhone.
Yeah.
The iPhone 16 Pro Max.
If Aaron wants a new iPhone, that's what we're going to give him. Yeah. I'll be damned if that ex-wife of mine gives it to him. I'm going to give it to him first. Yeah,
right.
That's what
they're going to do. Devontae Adams. Commanders number two, tied with the Saints now. The Saints have moved up the board because he loves to play with his old buddy Derek Carr.
Schefter had tweeted out that those are two teams, the Jets and the Saints, that Devontae Adams specifically would like to go to.
Yeah.
And we've said before, hey, You know, does it make a lot of sense that he would go based on personal loyalty to Derek Carr? Not necessarily, but that's why he made the decision the first time, partly.
Yep.
So I think there is definitely something there. I think the pull of Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers, especially at his age, at Devontae Adams' age, that might having a relationship in advance might matter more to him than it might other receivers.
Maybe so.
Like, yeah. Is he going to go and really like go through more learning, growing pains with Justin Fields versus his old buddy? Now, I can make arguments for why I should go to Pittsburgh, but I mean, gosh, they both have really good defenses.
Yeah,
I mean, like all those things that you're looking for in Green Bay that you and Aaron Rodgers never had, the Jets do have. They've got a wide receiver who's really, really talented in Garrett
Wilson.
On the other
side, yeah.
And then you have a really good defense on the other side, mm-hmm. too. So, and I think if you're the Jets, yes, it's a short-term move in bringing Devontae Adams in, because he's got, you'd have to either redo his deal or let him go in the offseason.
That's right.
Yes, it's short-term, but if the dividends pay off partly in getting Garrett Wilson more on board with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers plays another couple years, it could also be looked as partly a long-term move, too.
Yep. The Chiefs are the fifth one on the board for Devontae Adams, but as somebody pointed out yesterday when we were kind of workshopping the Chiefs as a spot, that's in the division. And yeah. That he feels like a big enough name that I just don't, that deal's
two
a non-starter.
Hated rivals, too.
Yeah.
Mark Davis alone, I don't think, would approve it. And, yeah, I'd be really surprised. And look, the Chiefs could make it happen, given their situation. I mean, they had to have expected to lose Rashee Rice at some point during the season, right?
Because of the suspension, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily their own quarterback tearing Rashee Rice's ACL.
No.
I don't think they expected that.
It happened differently than they thought, and maybe sooner than they thought.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For those of you who don't know, by the way, the NFL, in a situation like Rashee Rice's where it's not domestic violence or something, they've moved lately more towards letting the legal process play out.
Yeah, he was racing cars on the freeway up in Dallas.
Yeah.
In case you don't know.
I saw the classic, somebody who's a Bills fan complaining about Von Miller being suspended for what we believe, I don't think it's been officially reported, but what you would assume is from an incident he had with his pregnant girlfriend last year in the offseason.
Yep. Yep.
But I saw this Bills fan saying like, oh, Rashee Rice gets pulled over with unregistered weapons and he doesn't get suspended, but Von Miller does. Like, right, that Von Miller's was a year ago and they suspended him now after doing a thorough investigation.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while for Rashee Rice, too. And then he brought in, this is an irrational Bills fan. He said, what about Deshaun Watson? I'm like, yeah, he got suspended. Like, what the hell are you even talking about?
Yeah. Deshaun got suspended.
11 games.
Sat out a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Deshaun basically
sucks now.
Yeah, he's bad at football. Yeah. Going to lose to Jaden Daniels this weekend. All those things. Maybe the Chiefs no for Devontae Adams, but maybe yes for Tyreek. We got Tyreek Hill odds now. Chiefs are the favorites to reacquire Tyreek Hill. I've seen sometimes people forget that there's actual salaries involved with all this and cap. Like, the Dolphins literally just gave Tyreek Hill a huge contract extension.
The two contracts they gave this offseason, extending Tyreek Hill and then also extending Tua Tagovailoa, who's had not just the concussion
and Jalen Waddle,
but a whole lot of injury issues in general, right?
Yeah.
It's a dicey gamble.
Yes.
I think, yes, the product on the field makes a lot of sense, but you got a mercurial personality, a mercurial ability to withstand injury, and you've got the little old Jalen Waddle, who we all love, and yet still.
Ravens 4-1 for Tyreek Hill. Steelers 6-1. It's like all the same teams that are in on Devontae Adams. It's the five most receiver needy good teams. Mm-hmm. Are the ones in the mid. Good, you know, like average to good. We don't know what the Commanders are yet. So far, they're good.
We've had a smattering of questions about whether the Texans would be interested, and I would say my knee-jerk opinion still is the same as it was yesterday. I don't think there's a chance in hell.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I don't think they want anything to do with Tyreek Hill. I watched Tyreek Hill's act on the sideline.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, about Devontae Adams.
Oh, about Devontae Adams. I was going to say Adams also. I just don't think.
Stephon Diggs is their aging receiver that they spent good money on right now.
They filled that category already. Yeah. It's fun to think about.
They didn't sign Justin Simmons. I don't think that all of a sudden Devontae Adams
for $30 million is going to be a thing. We'll talk more about the game in detail in the next segment. I was just thinking, as you know, you and I have the TV on in here during this thing, and it's get up and it's first
watching
take.
Ryan Clark wearing a shirt that's half pastel. of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not on right now. I think it's pink and
it's an interesting stuff. It's like strawberry ice cream on one side and some other flavor on the other.
Looks like a Batman villain.
A little bit. What do you think these shows like this are saying on Monday if the Texans beat the Bills? Are the Texans getting the bottom caption? Are they the best team in the AFC?
Depends on the fashion in which they do it. Okay. I think it almost is going to require offensive fireworks.
Yes.
For somebody to say, okay, this is the Texans we were looking at and expecting.
And they beat the Bills.
Yeah. I don't know, though. If you go back to the first year where Pat Mahomes started to see a boatload of cover two, they got better and better at playing it during the year, but it wasn't electrifying, you know? And that's where you have to be a complete football team. So I think this is going to be a tight game. I'm expecting the Texans to clean a bunch of stuff up. And I think going in and seeing a bunch of film of the Bills playing the way they do, they've gone in the first three games and they saw teams mix it up a little bit and go a little bit out of what they do normally defensively. Or in the first four games, the Bills are going to play their defense. It's what everybody else is trying to do, play a bunch of cover two when they face the Texans. That's what the Bills do already. So I think that at the very least, the offensive line can be a little bit more certain of their responsibilities in the run game, and some of the mental hesitancy that leads to penalties and mental errors and everything, I don't think it's quite as bad this week.
You think the penalties aren't as bad this week, huh?
I'm gonna call 6.5 penalties. That's my over-under on the penalties.
6.5?
That's a stupid handicap. What's a good, that's me being an optimistic
fan. Yeah, what's a...
The average is 6. A team has 6 in a game.
6 is the average? Yeah. Okay, so 6... And I guess when I say what's acceptable, it probably depends on the nature of the penalty.
Yeah.
Like if two of them are 30-yard pass interference penalties, it's swing field position. It's different than false start penalties.
I still, though, yeah, the aggressive penalties are what they are, and they're going to happen, and sometimes they hurt you a lot. It's the boneheaded penalties that could be very avoidable. Those are the ones that annoy you.
Did you see, people are pointing out, we mentioned Rashee Rice. Did you see on TMZ this week that his mom got caught on security video?
I was waiting
stealing packages off somebody's porch.
I was waiting for community notes to pop up on that at some point. Like, please tell me at some point that, like, oh no, it's actually, this wasn't
that. Say it ain't so, Rashee's mom.
I've seen no community notes on this.
No.
I think that it appears that Rashee Rice's mom was a porch pirate.
Yes. It appears.
Man, wearing
a Rashee Rice jersey. Shirt. It says, like, Rashee's mom or something on the back of it.
Yeah. Something. It's something very easily connected to Rashee Rice.
Yeah, yeah.
That almost sounds like you're out to get your son.
Right.
You're doing it wearing his jersey.
Wearing his jersey. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. It's stupid to do anyways nowadays.
Feels like she thinks she's Zorro or something. Like she can leave a Z on the...
that's her thing.
Yeah, yeah. She goes right up, to the ring and she's like, Rashee Rice's mommy.
Yep. She's like the wet bandits in Home Alone. Remember they'd leave the sink on every time they'd rob a house?
Was that their thing?
Yeah, that was Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci. That's what they would do. They would plug the sink, turn it on, and so all the houses they robbed would all flood, too.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. They were like the wet bandits.
That was like that time somebody stole my wallet out of my glove compartment in college and took the time to leave a note that said, bleep you.
Oh, that is a power move.
It bothers
right there.
Me to this day. Because I definitely know it was the guy who's, I'm pretty sure it was the kid whose parking spot it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would habitually park in it.
Okay, and he stole your wallet?
I got to give him credit. I got to give him credit on that one.
Okay.
No, but it was one of those.
You just tip your hat.
It was one of those parking lots where people had assigned spots, but nobody really followed it except for this guy.
Yeah.
So it got to a point where I'm like, no, screw you. And that's why I took the time to send the note.
All right, keys to the game for this weekend. We're going to get you ready for Bills Texans prediction for this weekend as well. We'll do that next. But first, Seth, you got yourself an injury report.
The injury report. Seth Payne is injured but recovering. I will be at the emergency room later to find out if I have broken ribs and or a concussion.
About the Texans.
I'm disappointed in how many of you have texted in saying, like, well, yeah, you sound concussed, but you usually sound concussed. You can all go die. As far as the Texans' injuries, look, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Barnett were all out of practice for the last 2 days. We'll see what happens today. Tunsil upgraded to limited. Titus Howard shows up on limited with a hammy. But then Tank Dell and Jimmy Ward, both limited but practicing. That's your injury report brought to you by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here we go. This is a good text. Monday,
I got it, Ben.
Monday, I expect one of two things. No in between. This is a texter. A holy bleep moment of that's what we're supposed to look like.
Yeah,
Mixon is back. Offense looks crisp. Or
Danielle Hunter has like 3.5 sacks.
Yes. Or holy bleep, another good opponent and we got smoked. They're in trouble. One
that's
or the other.
Obviously, that one would really hurt because it would be the Vikings and then the Bills. And
you're clearly on a different tier than those teams.
My biggest concern is this, that the Texans, though they've played well defensively, they're fifth in the league right now, fifth best in terms of yards allowed per play, which is one of those ones. It's a nice, simple stat that actually tells a lot more than you might think or realize. It's not advanced stats or anything, but they've, for the most part, they've played good defense. They've had some letdowns in the red zone, but they've also had to cover, they've had to defend a lot of short fields at times because of mistakes by the Texans. So I think that the biggest issue and question I have is some of these blown coverages or when guys get beat downfield. The Bills, as good as they've looked, haven't really necessarily been as explosive downfield as they'd probably like. They're spreading the ball laterally a lot. So I think it's an opportunity for the Texans defense to come up with some turnovers if they can start jumping routes. But they got to be dialed in and not, like last week, if Josh Allen were the quarterback, I think almost everybody said this after the game, if Josh Allen were the quarterback, the Texans would have lost that game.
Agreed.
There were wide open receivers that Trevor Lawrence couldn't be bothered to throw anywhere within the vicinity of.
You know the scary thing about those wide open receivers you're talking about in the Colts game and the Jags game, now that we're kind of hashing it out and just thinking about it, is the two receivers who were beating Texans on those routes, both rookies, both very well-acclaimed rookies.
Yeah.
It was A.D. Mitchell with the Colts, and it was Brian Thomas Jr. with the Jags. Two guys that the Texans are going to have to deal with for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so let's just be on our P's and Q's.
Yep, let's shore it
up. Keon Coleman. I mean, I'm excited to see him. I asked somebody from Buffalo, like, is his personality kind of... He's very endearing.
Yeah.
He's
getting two catches a game. Yeah.
Right. Like, has it held up? And
what'd they say?
The one, Mike Catalana, who's out of Rochester, said that actually, once he got into training camp in the season, he's just been like zeroed in and super focused, dude.
Yeah.
You don't even see all that funny rookie personality out of him. He's got a personality that reminds you a little of Jacoby Jones. Where you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's so delightful.
He's hysterical.
But sometimes that delightful personality isn't always dialed in, you know? Apparently not.
Very soon. I think both from Louisiana, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Something about enjoying life when you're from Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little zest.
It's how you're brought up and raised to enjoy life.
No doubt. No doubt. Here was C.J. Stroud earlier this week. He was asked about the team's approach prepping for what is, up to this point, their most dominant looking, they're the best opponent that they've played so far.
You know the answer to that. So no, I don't think. I think every team in the NFL is good, so I don't really look at the Bills like, oh, they're this. No, don't get me wrong. They are a great football team. Like, they have done what they've done for a very good reason. Like, Josh, I can go on and on about the Bills. Trust me, they are amazing. But once again, you know, we're football players too. We're dogs just like they are, you know, so it's going to be a great matchup. I definitely got a lot of respect for them. Great defense. McDermott has a great philosophy on how he calls plays, and, you know, they're playing really well together. And then their offense, of course, they're going to score points. Josh Allen is definitely a top premier quarterback in his league, and I'm a big fan of his, watch his game a lot. So, you know, just a ton of respect for them. But, you know, I don't look at it as, like, up or down. You know exactly what I would say. So, yeah. Sorry. Not trying to sound arrogant.
We got you. You've been with us for a year and a half now,
CJ.
They're
basically saying, yeah.
We got you.
We ain't scared of nobody, no how.
That's right. Some bad news for the Texans. Not unexpected.
Oh, no.
Joe Mixon's not going to play on Sunday. This is from Ian Rappaport. Ian Rappaport tweets, Texans running back Joe Mixon, who missed both practices thus far this week, is not expected to play Sunday. That means the duo of Cam Akers and Daria Gumbawale, once again, we just written off Damian Pierce at this point, I guess, until otherwise told. But Cam Akers and Daria Gumbawale.
What I do like about this is that the Bills, kind of like the Jaguars, don't blitz a whole lot. And I feel okay about the offensive line just handling business on their own versus a four-man rush. There's still some weaknesses at times, but what it does allow you to do is do what I think people want CJ to do, is, okay, let's CJ cook. That final drive, they emptied the backfield out at times. Like, they like don't have to go extreme spread or anything, but maybe a little bit more of a wide open offense. But then also with a guy like a Gumbawale, that does create opportunities in the run game just because there's more space for him to go hit the hole and get 4 yards. I don't need a Gumbawale to have a bunch of highlight reel plays or anything, but if he's going to get time, just turn, move. Don't even move the sticks. Just move the line of scrimmage up 4 yards at a chunk, and that can make a big difference in how this offense operates.
I think I know the answer to this already, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Because Tank Dell, it sounds like he's going to be back this week. If you had to pick one that you could have brought back, either Tank Dell or Joe Mixon, who would it have
been? It'd be Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just, I mean, he covers up so many blemishes and sins and all of those
Tank's
things.
A nice consolation prize, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the fact that now you get to attack it and you got all three of the wide receivers out
there. Yeah, and I think, too, if you're able to get, because you don't have to keep your tight ends in theory, you don't have to keep your tight ends and running backs in to block as much versus the Bills just because of the way they operate, then you can start developing some of that underneath and quick game more in some of the screens, perhaps, all of those.
Yep.
So maybe we see a little bit more of a wide open offense.
Yep. As far as defensively for the Texans, containing Josh Allen is big and keeping him in the pocket. He really hurts you when he gets on the move, either running the football or his ability to throw accurately on the run. Here's D'Amico Ryans earlier this week on Josh Allen.
Even last week, like the play to get them back into the game was him scrambling and he launches one over the defense's head and they're back in it and they have a chance. So he always has that explosive ability to him. And then Josh is a really big player, 6'5", big, tough runner. So when they do have the quarterback design runs, whether it's sneak or the zone read plays, like he's able to fall forward for yards because he's such a physical player. So really tough matchup, really respect, you know, what he's done in this league, how he's grown as a quarterback and how he's, you know, led that team and kept them, you know, as a successful team every time they step on the field.
I got a lot of respect for Josh Allen. Like, he came into the league and he was, I mean, there were two quarterbacks taken ahead of him in his own draft, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and he came into the league and there were a lot of people that were very critical of the Bills moving up to get him because of his accuracy issues coming out of Wyoming. He's become a really, I mean, he's not pinpoint, he's not CJ or Mahomes or anything like that in terms of being pinpoint accurate, but he can make really difficult throws accurately. And he's a totally different guy than the guy that came into the league.
Yeah, you know? He's become the real dude.
Yeah,
this year especially, he's been operating and like he's taken that next step to distributing the ball evenly across different people.
Yeah.
Now, this is the difference, and this is where they've been better than the Texans. Their two really impressive victories were against bad teams. So they did what good teams should do versus bad teams. They beat them into the turf.
Yeah.
That's where the Texans have struggled. So at the same time, though, I think some of it that gave the impression of this Bills team being an unstoppable force was a little bit premature.
Little fugazi.
Like obviously, that Ravens game told a different story.
Yeah.
So I think they're still a very good football team, and lots of great teams take one on the chin early in the season,
mm-hmm.
or even late in the season. So it's just that it was probably nice to see that because it's whether the players need this or not, but as a fan, I feel more like, oh, okay, they bleed. They're human.
Right,
It's not an unstoppable.
It's when Ivan Drago, Rocky, finally sliced his face open with a punch.
Yeah.
Like, aha, the Russian is cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are the Russian in this
I don't care
case.
What kind of chemicals you've been pumping into your veins with your Soviet doctors, you Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
Whatever you're smuggling across
bunch
the border
of,
from Canada
heads.
There.
Yeah. Take that. Take that. Protecting C.J. Stroud will be big. Interior of the offensive line has to have. Forget about running the football. They need to run the football, obviously. I think the matchup on defense I'm most concerned with, the matchup for the Texans offense versus the Bills defense, is Ed Oliver lined up over whoever he lines up over on the interior of that of the interior of the Texans offensive line.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Ed Oliver's really
Kenyon
good.
Kenyon Green has had some rough snaps. I think I still feel good about Kenyon Green. And that's what I'm trying to remember. It's really hard when you're a fan, I've found. But like guys do get better over the course of a season. Particularly where you're saying, okay, where does this team, how do they need to get to that next step or that next level? I think Kamari Lassiter has played great by rookie standards, but he's got to clean a few things up. Offensively, I think Cade Stover has potential, and he's shown improvement as a blocker, but he's still got to clean some things up.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyon Green's the big X factor of, all right, can he really develop into a guy that you really trust out there? and that you can, you know, you don't have to help him out necessarily in the run game, the entire offensive line, just working on that coordination and timing, all of that. It can get better, but we're just, you know, we're getting on a tighter and tighter timeline.
Yeah.
And this week, you're going against a bad, you're going against a softer run defense. I don't want to call the Bills a bad run defense because it's almost by design. They're bend but don't break. But they're, like you saw in the Ravens game last week, they're a bad run defense versus Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So I really wanted to see Joe Mixon.
I did too.
But I'd also like to see, you know what, if they win this game without Joe Mixon and maybe Joe Mixon comes back for the rest of the season, then I'll feel that much better about this victory with no Joe Mixon if they can pull it off.
I'm confident if they block it well, that Cam Akers can get the requisite amount of yards all these plays are meant to get when they're blocked.
Well, and even though Gumbawale, too, is just, he doesn't have to be lights out. I think the one thing Gumbawale understands is, like, what you try to tell all the running backs is, like, get 3 yards.
Yeah.
Everything after that is the bonus.
It's reliable.
Break it or whatever, but don't be trying to run a masterpiece of a run every single time. And we'll see. It's a big week for Bobby Slowick.
I'm going to put the over-under at Diggs receptions. I'm going to put it at 6.5.
He's been targeted. He was targeted a lot in the Vikings game.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that they, and it's not artificial or anything. They're he's going to create some opportunities.
Yep.
6.5 is probably good.
6.5. I'm looking up to see what they have it as on prize.
Somebody called me the Will Levis of sports radio because I take all these hits, these hits that I don't need to take.
Unnecessary
hits that are my own fault. My God, you're right. I've taken 4 legitimate shots to head in the last 7 days.
It's true. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty impressed with myself that I don't think I've been concussed in any of them. I haven't shown any signs as diagnosed by myself or you.
The total. Hey, no, you've had a good show. I told you this during the break.
I hit my head on concrete 3 times last night.
And you sounded amazing. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my rib is broken.
The total for Diggs is 5. The total on Prize Picks is 5 receptions.
Mm-hmm.
I think he goes over that.
Yeah, I'd say over too.
Total's 57.5 yards. I go over that too.
He's got 35 targets so far in 4 games. So, I mean, that's
8 targets is what he's forecasted for on Prize Picks.
Yeah, so that's not, I would definitely go over 5.5.
Yeah, man. I think I'm looking forward to it, man. I need this Diggs drama to get amped up a little bit. I feel like the first catch or the first big hit, a little trash talk. Finally, here it is. That's when we'll finally get that. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula are here. What's up, gentlemen?
What's happening, man?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to see if Seth's eyes are dilated.
He's
I've been
fine.
Staring at him.
It's good.
Don't worry. I've got a dentist appointment.
Okay.
No, they're medical professional enough.
Yeah.
Are you getting anything painful done at the dentist?
No, they're just taking a temporary crown off and putting a new one on.
Okay,
oh, nice.
On a dead tooth, so it's not a big deal. I think back in the day I would have just had it pulled, but
today's not that day.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this game? I'm pretty amped up for this thing, man.
I'm feeling pretty good about it, but I'm with Seth. I feel like I think they're going to do okay in the run game. Was that you that said that?
Yeah, I think if it's blocked well, Cam Akers will get some yards.
Big if.
Huge if.
Big if.
No, huge if.
Big
no
if.
Question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you feeling, Reginald Atatula?
Cautiously optimistic is the way that I'll describe it. Because there are opportunities for them to remedy some things. But I am not going to be the one that is assuming that those things will get done.
I can't pick them.
Yeah.
I cannot pick them this week. I can't, like, 4 games of this, 3 games of all the penalties, 4 games of just coming in afterwards being like, all right, cool win.
But what was that?
This is why it's important right now. This is a pivotal game in that it's very clear that they're not playing up to expectations or their own standards. They've got all these penalties. They've got too many missed assignments and run games. Defense at times, just too many mental errors, but they've played solidly enough. I think that what I worry about is that this team does put a lot of pressure on themselves, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But that can turn into a bad thing when you're pressing, frustrated, mm-hmm. and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're making more mistakes because you're pressing so hard.
Yeah.
So
play.
It's good that these guys are tough on themselves, but just go out and let it hang out, play clean football, and get a victory versus a very good football team.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm going to see the new Joker movie tonight.
Don't go.
Why?
47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ah, Rotten Tomatoes. 47%.
I put a lot on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, the big thing is, it's not so much the movie. We're going, the River Oaks Theater is reopening.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so it reopened last night, so we're going tonight.
Apparently it's god-awful.
The theater?
The movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, the movie? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not...
Wait,
I'm not
god awful. You went from 47% to now god awful.
That's good? Hold on. 47% by who? The critics
both.
Or the audience?
47 and 48.
47 and 48. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe expectations were a little bit too high.
Maybe.
Also, right? This is the thing, right? The audience score you can almost throw out the window because it's a musical. And audiences just, when they hear musical, they go, I'm out.
The Joker's a musical?
Part two, yes.
What? Part two is a musical?
Yes, it is.
Holy
Hence
cow.
My point.
Yeah.
I didn't sacrifice okay. my brain for
well,
this.
I'm going to need extra edibles for this one. It tells you. All right.
Oh, that, no. I went to a musical. This a family member of mine has discovered edibles and because he doesn't want to drink anymore.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Man, we got to the point. We're taking my mom to a musical for her 70th birthday party, and
York. I remember that.
Yeah, and this guy is not a big musical guy. And about midway through, I could tell when the gummies kicked in.
Oh yeah,
and he was having too good of a time.
I'm like, oh really?
It's annoying me okay. that you are so into this okay. right now because
you are not selling against this. When
no,
it comes
no,
to
he was a, no, it was a, he was having a grand old time. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, he just clinched it then. All
but
right.
he's also
look
kinda,
out.
He was an annoying drunk. And now he's an annoying stoner. It's
look out, River Oaks.
There we go.
Shawnee's coming through. Famous last words. Look yeah, out, look River out Oaks.
That's right.
Give me your review, though, afterwards.
I will, for sure. I will. All right, we are done. We
Sorry
are out of time.
Went over, guys.
Seth,
all right.
Get well.
Oh, yeah, I will. Okay,
all right.
Sure.
All right.
It's the subconcussive hits that really
And I mean it. Antibodies to you, and I'll see you on 9 a.m. on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com